This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. As Ukrainian forces continue their counteroffensive in the south, Russian forces are pummeling the city of Kupiansk in the northeast. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from the city under attack as families evacuate and soldiers prepare for battle.
We are here in a military defense point hidden in the city of Kupiansk. The city in eastern Ukraine is becoming more dangerous by the day, with Russian forces attacking from a distance of about 5 kilometers. It is widely believed that Russia wants to recapture Kupiansk, and volunteers are evacuating families from frontline areas and nearby villages. Russia occupied the city for 7 months before Ukraine took control last September. Locals evacuating the area say they survived occupation, often without electricity, heat, or the internet. But now they cannot take it anymore. Reporting from Kupiansk, Ukraine, Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
Thailand's fugitive former premier, Thaksin Shinawat, on Tuesday set foot on Thai soil for the first time since 2008, returning from self-exile to prison just hours before his allies contest a parliamentary vote in a bid to form a new government. Setha Thaisin, a real estate mogul who was thrust into politics by Pootai just a few months ago, has been elected the new prime minister. Air Koryo flight from Pyongyang landed in Beijing early on Tuesday, first time since the COVID-19 pandemic lockdowns began in 2020, as North Korea cracks open its border to some air passenger travel. This is VOA News. North Korea plans to launch a satellite between August 24th and August 31st, Japan's Coast Guard said on Tuesday. South Korea, the United States, and others have condemned previous space launches by North Korea, which is banned from such activities under UN Security Council resolutions. U.S. President Joe Biden has toured the wildfire devastation on the island of Maui in Hawaii. Associated Press reporter Norman Hall has more.
The president and first lady took an aerial tour over Maui and made a close-up inspection.
Jill and I have what's left of Walk Front Street, what's left of it. We've surveyed the damage from the air as well. The devastation is overwhelming.
And Biden offered national condolences and pledged support.
The country grieves with you, stands with you, and will do everything possible to help you recover, rebuild, and respect culture and traditions when the rebuilding takes place.
Biden named Bob Fenton, a regional leader at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, to be the chief federal response coordinator for the Maui wildfires. I'm Norman Hall.
The annual gathering of BRICS begins on Tuesday in Johannesburg. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnson takes a look at this emerging group of nations and why they've become so popular.
The group of emerging economies known as BRICS makes up more than 40% of the world's population and a quarter of the global economy. And more countries want to join the club, which aims to challenge a world order seen to be dominated by the U.S. and its Western allies. Underscoring the growth potential of Brazil, Russia, India, and China, a chief economist at Goldman Sachs came up with the BRIC acronym in 2001. The group was founded as an informal club in 2009, its creation initiated by Russia. South Africa joined the following year. It's the smallest member in terms of economic clout and population. BRICS is not a formal multilateral organization like the UN or World Bank. Its leaders usually get together annually, with each nation rotating through a one-year chairmanship of the group.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reporting on the BRICS meeting in Johannesburg. Japan said on Tuesday it will start releasing more than 1 million metric tons of treated radioactive water from the Fukushima nuclear power plant this coming Thursday. The water was used to cool the fuel rods of Fukushima after it melted down in an accident when it was hit by a tsunami in 2011. More news on our website, voanews.com. In Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walker.